Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Hello, hello.
Yo.
What's up, man?
What do you say, bro?
How you doing?
Yeah, going. Look at this.
It works. There's my name in case you forget it. Right there.
Okay. Look at that.
Yeah.
A little doodle by it too. That's good.
Yeah, that's my kid's artwork. That's a masterpiece.
I love it.
He actually hates it. And I find it to be
I think it's got a little
nice.
It's got a little vibe to it.
Right? It's cute. And then we have this. What would Dolly do? What do you think she would do, Brett? What do you think she would do?
In what moment? What's the circumstance here?
In any moment.
Something cooler than me.
Have you ever met Dolly Parton?
I never have.
Really?
I would love to. I've done her Christmas special, but that was like heavy COVID time, so I didn't get to see her.
Right.
But I'm a huge fan, so.
I always think I wouldn't be able to handle it. Like, I'll probably decline if it ever happens. I'll be like,
She might be the and she's probably the most loved, one of the most loved people in the world. So,
yeah.
Like, she just brings a lot of love. So, it's a good thing.
We're not worthy.
Is there any idol that you got a chance to meet that you were like, you had that moment of a freak out a little bit, and then afterwards you were like, geez, why did I freak out so much?
Why did I get so weird? I remember meeting Vince Gill the first time, and I just love him. Like, I just love the way he plays guitar. I love the way he sings. And that was one of the first famous people I ever met. And he was so down to earth. Like, he had his daughter on his shoulders, like, hanging out. And I was just kind of fascinated by the normalcy of it all. And, now as being an artist, it's very normal backstage. But, like, back then, you never got to peek behind the curtain. And I was just kind of like, I loved the realness of who he was and some, So that was pretty cool.
Couldn't have started with a lesser celebrity, right? Just had to go right for the Vince Gill right at the top.
Yeah, one of the best singers ever. Yeah.
Yeah, that would stress me out too. And you're like, he's normal. He's just me and you.
How does this work?
I keep seeing these memes pop up now that's like what you think backstage is like, and then what backstage is like, and then there's like four dudes like carrying some equipment.
people think, after shows, they're imagining like, oh, this is a huge party. Everybody's like, they're just throwing a massive party. There's music and all this stuff. And like, reality, I'm in my sweatpants playing Mario Kart with the band,
Are you, what type of Mario Kart guy? Is it N64? Is it Super Nintendo?
Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
New version.
So it's newer.
Handheld.
Yeah, but it goes up on the screen now, but it's like, it's so fun. We have four-way battles where it's like it just gets really intense. I'm usually Yoshi or Mario, so I'm pretty good.
Yoshi's my guy.
Is this what you were doing on the European tour?
Yes. No. In Europe, I was roaming around and getting lost. That's what I like to do there.
What is your favorite place in Europe that you have discovered this particular tour?
This tour, Portugal. It was amazing. I went to the countryside of Portugal and stayed by the ocean and like ate out of the garden at this place and like, really just, it was stunning.
So wait, this is like a very important question. Paris, France, or Paris, Illinois?
Hands down, Paris, Illinois, baby. The place for everyone to go see.
And for those who don't know, that's where Brett is from, Paris, Illinois.
Yes.
I probably should have clarified that. I didn't want to ruin the question.
What do you miss most about your hometown?
Man, I've grown to really miss the idea of small town living. I love you know, I live in Nashville and I love it. But I do love the fact that in a small town, you know, everybody, you know, the guy that you buy, you know, from the butcher to the banker to, you know, the classic small town stuff. It's like, it's a real thing of just knowing all the farmers and knowing it's a very unique thing. So I miss that aspect of living in a small town and what I miss about Paris, Illinois, for sure.
Do you, when you do your new tour, this is probably going to be a no, but just if we're going, are you going to like, it's not Christmas, but would you slide a Christmas song in? Or you
Christmas in July.
That, you reserve that for a special time so we can come back.
Yeah, I you know, when it gets Christmas time, I'm all Christmas.
Okay.
No, I'm not. So I say, but I make it that big experience, you know?
Okay, good.
And I don't have all the horns and stuff like on the road during the year. It's like the big band experience is like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you did like an acapella silent night, like just to give the people what they do also love. They love so much. Yeah. All the layers of you.
This is coming from a person who I believe still has their Christmas tree up, and it's June, Holly. So that's a problem, right? Is it behind you?
Yeah, there
you
go.
I just pulled it off the tree. That's one of the decorations.
That's amazing.
It's not even that I love Christmas as much as that I am a little lazy and a procrastinator.
If it's already up, you don't have to put it back up. It's already there.
All the lights have died, and I definitely, this tree has to come down. I have to get a new tree because I got a white tree this year for my room. Like, it was a special thing. Exciting.
But let's talk about songs about you. The new album's out June 17th, and I've been listening to a ton of these songs. I come from an old school classic rock-ish realm, and I dig a lot of the Van Morrison stuff that's going on. And I think you even mentioned a song, one of his songs in there, right? So
I do. Yep.
Van is a big influence on you.
Huge. Yeah. And Songs About You, I talk about three songs. I talk about Dance in the Dark, which I love Springsteen. I talk about Can't Make You Love Me, which I think is maybe one of the best songs ever, one of the best songs written and melody and everything. And then I talk about Brown Eyed Girl and Van Morrison, and I could list a million Van Morrison songs I love. But I just think, you know, the album is very inspired by kind of Van's kind of stuff and kind of that feel good groove kind of music. And it goes pretty deep, but also just had some fun stuff that I haven't really touched on. It's got some horns in this record, you know, so you get a little bit of that flavor from like that you hear in the Christmas stuff a little bit too. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What is your favorite Van Morrison album? Do you have a favorite?
I think for me, by the way, I was watching The Last Waltz the other day, and I was watching, you know, when he goes and does those crazy kicks on stage.
Yeah.
And I just love his persona on stage during that time. Oh, and I was listening to It Stoned Me yesterday, which is an amazing song. And or Days Like This is amazing too.
Yeah.
I just love him, man. I listen to him almost every other day, probably.
I always love hearing musicians' like this, take on it. Cause everyone knows Brown Eyed Girl too, but I'm always like, cause I love Astral Weeks. Like, I can listen to the whole thing.
I watched that movie Belfast the other day, which is like a really critically acclaimed movie about Belfast, and it's all of his music in it, and it was amazing. So you should watch it because it's got all of, and it just makes it come to life even so much more. It was really cool to see.
I'm writing it down. I'm adding it to my list, Rob.
Things to watch. And then I was listening to I Feel Fine a few minutes ago as well, and it's kind of got like it's almost like a spooky vibe, I feel like. I think it's really cool. Like when you come up with the concepts for like melodies and music and stuff like that, where does a song like that, where does the inspiration come from, something like that?
That song is about, it's kind of about standing up for yourself in situations when either bullies in your head, you know, the worries try to weigh you down, or even external bullies try to change the person that you are and all that. And it's like the lesson I've learned for, you know, you can be the nice guy and also stand up for yourself, you know, and that's what I learned, because I've always just been a nice guy. I never want to upset people, but it's like, then people run you over or whatever, or you run yourself over and be hard on yourself. So that's what that song's about. So it's got a little bit of that edge to it. And it's just so cool. It's like a movie when you listen to it. It's very much, I'm hoping we get it in a movie or something, because it's very cinematic and
yeah,
moody.
Don't you hate the term nice guys finish last?
Yes.
I've heard it many times, and I've always disliked that.
Hey, but I feel like we're doing pretty good, man. So it's all right.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
You can be a nice guy. I have a question, though. Is this album, because I know you've been open about having anxiety. Like, mm-hmm. I also have the worst anxiety. And is it hard to do that and to put yourself out there, or does it make it easier for you personally when you're using music for this?
I think it's, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's definitely empowering, I guess. It's like, because I love to know that, I mean, it makes you feel like you're on an island by yourself when you have this stuff, and you realize, you know, if you're able to talk about it, how many people just consistently all the time I hear now going through the same things. Maybe every situation is a little bit different, but it all kind of roots from a similar thing. And it's the most human thing, is to have these, you know, emotional emotions, you know, I mean, it's just, it's real life stuff. And you can either avoid it and kind of try to dance around it, or you can go head on at it. And that's the way it's worked best for me. And with my music, and this album has a lot of that in it. And it's a little bit of a pressure of like making sure I let everybody know, it's like, yes, I have all these tools now. And yes, I'm so much better than I was, because I've worked on it, and you can too. But also, I might have a day tomorrow that's really rough, and it's like I don't have it perfectly figured out either. But it's like, to be able to open up to the idea of working on it, and that it's a very similar thing to so many people, millions and millions, pretty much every person deals with in a different one way or another, is a beautiful thing to be able to say and be there for people, and vice versa, they're there for you. So that's pretty cool.
We kind of go back full circle, like, to Vince Gill's a human, and you are also a human as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think now more than ever, we're all, you know, given what's happened in the last few years, everything that's going on in the world, now more than ever, we are all really feeling the pressure of so many different things, no matter, you know, where you come from, what you do for a living, how much money you make. I mean, we're just, everyone's dealing with something.
Yeah. No matter what, whether you're the richest person in the world or the poorest person in the world or anything, all different things, everything is, you know, everybody's going to have a problem. And you know, some are worse than others, of course, but it's like, to be able to be there and for yourself and be there for others and reach a helping hand out just as much as, you know, being there for yourself is important too, because you know what it's like to be in need of a helping hand. So to be able to reach out and help others is such a big part. And I'm just glad to be out here, hopefully trying to do that, and with my music and as a person. And that's
it. Well, thank you for everything you do musically and personally and professionally. And you're a nice guy, and we appreciate that.
Hey, you got it, brother. Well, I'm trying to be, but I'm just glad to be making music, man. You guys gotta come out to a show sometime soon.
We would love that. And yeah. June 17th, the album comes out, and all of the songs, we get all of it.
Yeah. 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 It's all of it. And I've been waiting a long time. So I'm it's like keeping a secret for a long time that you can't do anything about. And you just have to it's a good feeling to put it out there. So here we are.
Well, we're close, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. Brett, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you. I'll get to talk to you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.